Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin a new week of broadcasting here on Political Coffee, where we talk about the political issues of the day, hopefully with an idea that you can use it, what we talk about and how we talk about it, to change your world. That's the whole point of what we're trying to achieve on this radio show. Hope you had a marvelous weekend, resurrection weekend. Powerful time of reflecting on our lives and what Christ did for our lives. And the freedom in the spirit that his death presents to each and every one of us. What I want to talk with you about today is the coming American breakup and why it may be the right thing. Now, that's actually the headline of a CNS news article. I found it at thelibertydaily.com. It's by Craig Shirley. Craig Shirley is a well-known presidential biographer. You've seen him on Fox and other places over the years. He starts off by saying the United States is headed for a national breakup. Think of a nasty divorce or a person with a split personality disorder. Now, I want to talk about this today because of all of these other things that are out there that had to relate at least partly with where we are today in America. And it relates to a number of other things, including the 60 Minutes hit piece on Governor Ron DeSantis. Now, why would they do that? Why would they try to destroy Ron DeSantis? Well, the same reason they're trying to destroy Governor Kristi Noem of South Dakota. And it's simply that they are the resistance to tyranny. And the left cannot let that stand. Ron DeSantis let it be known, I think it was on Friday, that they're introducing legislation in the legislature of Florida to basically not allow any quote unquote vaccine passports. Because as you know, right now, this is the direction of the federal government. They're going to try to force each of us to get vaccinated so that we can just conduct business. We've talked about this, right? Well, the key to stopping that at a considerable number of levels of governance, okay, from the federal government right on down to your local sheriff, the key to that is states standing up and saying, no, we're not going to do that. And then those states becoming allied with each other into regional governments, into constitutional regional governments. Now, we've done this before and it didn't work out very well. Could it happen now? Craig Shirley's piece, as you read through it, and I'll have it on the show plan today, both on my Facebook page and on our podcast page at Political Coffee, which you can access if you go to kslm.news and you click on podcasts, scroll down to Political Coffee, click on that, and then you'll see the various shows. You can click on the shows. You can listen to them at your leisure whenever you want to. And you can also see on the show plan and the various stories that I read, that I use as we talk about these incredibly important issues. Craig Shirley writes this piece and says, America is, in my opinion, historically sensible enough that a transition from a constitutional republic to a set of allied regional constitutional confederations based on the Republican model would not seem that far-fetched. As we mentioned earlier, maybe a set of self-governing regions united by a common American heritage would allow our country to actually solve some of its most glaring problems. Now, this is an interesting idea. What do you think about this idea? I mean, it's happening in Oregon, isn't it? We have counties in Oregon that are passing proclamations, if you will, to leave Oregon and become part of Greater Idaho. Why? Because Greater Idaho is a much more conservative place and is probably likely going to remain that way. Now, so this is real. This is happening. It's been happening down in the state of Jefferson, Northern California, Southern Oregon for a long time. Same reason. So there's nothing new here. The thesis of this particular article by Craig Shirley, again, presidential historian, is simply that America may be too far divided for us to be able to come back together. So instead of having a shooting civil war, is it possible that this country could break up into regional constitutional confederations? Now, it's an incredibly complex issue. I think it is highly unlikely. But if that preserved our liberty, our individual liberties, would that be something you'd be willing to support? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am and Jeff at kslm.news. Now, this also relates to other things like transparency. And there's a story in the Oregon Watchdog. It's an Oregonian fish wrap story about Oregon lawmakers could strip the state of its unilateral power to conceal COVID-19 data and other public health information. So who's doing that? Who's concealing it? Why would liberal nut job, crazy leftist Democrats in control of the Oregon legislature want to do that? Because Kate is the one who is hiding the information. And ultimately, the Democrats in control, unlike the stupid Republicans, well, stupid Republican leadership, I should say, in the House and the Senate that refused to stand up and support the Constitution and your rights, unlike them, the Democrat leftist leadership understands how this plays out in the future. Republicans don't. See, the leftists who run the Oregon legislature understand that at some point they lose a number of voters who just say, I've had enough of the leftism. Yeah, I may be kind of liberal, but you guys are going way too far. And they start voting for Republicans because what you don't know, folks, is that a small number of votes, roughly 3,000 votes plus, if they changed out of all the votes cast in Oregon in the legislative races, if 3,000 plus votes changed, Democrats wouldn't be in control. I want you to think about that for a moment. They know that. And our Republicans know it. but they don't care. So, a number of things that we want to talk about today. And all of this matters to your freedom, your liberty, and what it ultimately means to you. Now, I will tell you that I wanted to share this with you on Friday, but couldn't, just because it's Freedom Friday and so many callers call in to talk about things that are on their mind. And that's the freedom that we give you on this show. Every day when I start researching things that I think are of interest to you so that you could literally change your world, I have that as my goal. And I think about the things that I say and how I say it to you to get you thinking about what's important to you. You know, we're all busy with our lives. We all have things that are important to us. And I think where we get to at some point is, do we say, I don't like what I'm being told I have to do. I don't like endless lockdowns, social distancing, schools being shut down, wearing a mask. I don't like Democrats forcing a leftist agenda down my throat in a whole number of ways. I don't like Republicans not standing up and supporting my constitutional rights across the broad areas of subject matter, from guns to parental rights to forced vaccinations to taxation without representation. All of it. I don't like it. Every day I try to come up with ideas and thoughts about how to talk about these things in a manner that provides value to you, because that's what's important to me. You know, I'm 62 years old. I get up at 3:30 in the morning every day to prepare to do this radio show. And I read stuff through the day. I don't need to do this for any other reason other than I want you to change your world. It is the only way that we, one by one, will preserve our liberty in any form. It's for us to do it person by person across the fence to our neighbor, family. Make those persuasive arguments to them. Back in a moment at 6:20, lots more to talk about, don't we? Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. 22 minutes past the top of the hour. I take CBD products from ProBioscience, a Salem-based company that uses only Oregon-grown CBD. And I do that because it works for me. It makes my life better in a number of ways. Pain stick is fantastic. Never used anything like it before, ever. Just rub it on and it stays on through multiple washings. You get the benefit of that. The tinctures, which I use, put under my tongue at night, a couple drops, it helps me sleep better. And they've got these great beauty products now and bath salts. And they've got products for your pets. Now, the thing about using ProBioScience products is that because they use only Oregon-grown CBD, which is Oregon's standards are the highest, the toughest in the nation, by the way, because they do, you can be assured you're getting the highest quality there is. So check them out on the web, their website, pro-bioscience.com, pro-bioscience.com. And you can buy online, and if you do buy any of their products online, please use the discount code, the word showers, April showers, showers. And you get 15% off. You can also find their products over at the Tobacco Pouch, a retail outlet on Edgewater in Salem. Pro-bioscience.com. Great and really beneficial CBD products that maybe you should be trying instead of drugs. Now think about it. So every day, I want this show to be something meaningful to you. And I often, you know, have to think through my mind, okay, so how can I talk about this issue? Because I think it's important in a way that actually provides value. There's no value for you generally for me to just go on some kind of a loudmouth rant. And I try not to do that. A little passion every now and then, it's a good thing. And sometimes I get pretty passionate about these things. But just to go on a rant and to be negative, negative, negative doesn't help you. Doesn't give you anything that can really be used so that you can change your world. You know, I want to be sure that when I talk about these issues, and this is sort of gets back to Easter weekend, the resurrection weekend. It's, you know, my faith drives a lot of what I want to achieve here, because I believe strongly that America, again, if you just go back and read the founders' own words, they believed in God. They believed in a Christian God. And it was their faith that founded this nation from its very beginning and then led to the Declaration of Independence and, yes, a Revolutionary War. And it was faith that guided us all the way through it, because I believe this country and its founders were dedicated to the belief that America embodies Christian faith. Liberty, the concept of liberty. Again, I go back to what's the scripture from Leviticus that's inscribed on the Liberty Bell. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to the all the inhabitants thereof. No other nation's done that. I believe God's special hand has been upon this nation. So if you believe in the concept of God, you have to believe that there's the other side. If there's good, then there's evil. If there's God, then there's Satan. And even though we believe God is all-powerful, Satan is certainly trying to destroy everything that is good about America, including our liberty, including our opportunity to go worship. And thanks to Greg, who sent me a great email about the sheriff in Merced County, California, who cited a pastor who, he says, the sheriff, he was caught hiding dozens of worshipers in his church, violating social distance rules on Easter Sunday. Now, you've probably seen the video of, in Canada, of a Polish church that got raided by police on Easter Sunday. And they kicked him out. Just like happened in England. Now, the sheriff in Merced, California said, you still have freedom of speech and you still have freedom of religion. You're just going to have to do it a different way. I ain't telling you you can't worship. I'm just telling you where you can't do it. Wrong, sheriff. You don't. You don't have the ability to say you can't do it. Oh, you may think you do. But ultimately, it's the people, because you're an elected official. And if you're going to start enforcing unconstitutional edicts, and that's what it is, sheriff, then you don't take your constitutional responsibility seriously. Just like the Republicans who stayed with the Democrats here in Oregon to allow the Democrats to pass a gun bill that makes it virtually impossible for any of us to defend our families in a public place. You don't get it. You don't understand what defending and supporting the Constitution means, Mr. Sheriff. And Mr. Sheriff, you ought to be recalled because of it. Just like every one of these six Oregon Republican senators who stood with the Democrats in essence and let them ram this unconstitutional bill down our throats. Let them take away our God-given right to defend ourselves and our families. They all ought to be recalled, every one of them. When we come back, what do you think of the idea of preserving your liberty by splitting up America into regional alliances? Could that even work? 6:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends, we are back. It is 24 minutes to the top of the hour. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. And before I go to the phones, a couple of quick emails here for you. Corby writes, you know, I think division is one of the only answers besides some kind of a revolution. I'm tired of the lack of intelligence or brains whatsoever of the leftist communist Biden Obama supporters. Let them live in their own feces if that's what they want to do. But don't try to force me to live in mine. I think the line has been drawn. There is no going back. Don't apologize for what you're saying today. You're right on. What Corby's talking about is liberty. Don't force me to live in mine. And this is why. What they're trying to do to Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem is so important. They are pushing back against tyranny. They cannot afford to have success of liberty in their states, because then it makes all of the other tyrants like Kate Brown or Cuomo or the idiot to the south of us. I'm sorry, folks, but I normally don't describe governors that way, but this man is Gavin Newsom. What an arrogant, out of touch idiot who's likely to be recalled, by the way. At any rate, they're all tyrants, and Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem and others of the governors who refuse to take up tyranny against you and your rights. They can't, the leftist media and the left cannot afford to have that out there for all to see. That's why they have to try to smear people like Ron DeSantis and Kristi Noem. You see, if the states push back and then the counties within the states, like with us in Oregon, with our conservative counties push back with their county commissions and their sheriffs against unconstitutional edicts coming from state government, from the leftists and Kate Brown, if they push back against that, that's our last line of defense. But it creates this problem for them, for the leftists. They can't have islands of liberty in their socialist utopian little blue worlds, can they now? Same is true on the federal level. Wilbur, our liberalist center, who interestingly enough voted for Trump, sent me an email, said, I've always heard that alcoholism is common among politicians as black lung disease is among coal miners. I don't have any trouble believing this. Kind of an off-topic thing, but yeah, I would kind of have to agree with you. Alcoholism is. Let's go to the phones. We'll go to Art. Art, good morning, brother. How are you? How was your resurrection weekend?
It was blessed, as always, Jeff. You know, a lot of reflecting and stuff. Wilbur's talking in parables today. You know, obviously the Democrats are drunk with power.
Well said, touche.
Well, and this is true, and I, you know, we got to do a lot of reflecting here. Of course, you know, every Easter weekend, there's my favorite movie is always on, and I watch it from beginning to end, The Ten Commandments, and it allows me to reflect on our world and the United States of America and our battle of good over evil, right and wrong, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, Jeff, you look at the characters in the movie and you see those things played out in our situation all the time. The tyrants, you know, the Setis, the pharaohs, and those who would love to be our taskmasters instead of our partners in making America great. And that's what I feel like the Democratic Party has become. They want to be our taskmasters and, you know, keep lashing us to make us to comply, to do whatever they want us to do. Now, the Republican Party is leadership in Oregon is not far behind. You know, oh, well, they're too strong, so we shouldn't speak out against them. We should just, you know, go along to get along. And that's not the American way. That's not the Christian way. We don't allow evil to, you know, overcome the land, just because at this point in time, they seem to be stronger than us, Jeff. And so, we cannot allow.
So what you're saying, Art, is that we can't stop and give up pushing back against anti-freedom ideas. You're saying we have to continue that, and I completely agree with that. So let me ask you this. How do you think we communicate the loss of freedom and what it means to people to help people who have just have not cared, Art, and have just been blindly voting for Democrats because they say the right things? How do we communicate to them how important the loss of freedom really is to them?
Well, Jeff, proof is always in the pudding, and you point out to them what we are losing. And hopefully they'll realize that, yeah, this isn't right. And a lot of people are doing that. I mean, look at how many people are buying guns now because of the fear and stuff like that. I believe people are educated. I still believe no matter what anybody says, Trump won the presidency. Our country is going to go through these struggles, and we just have to continue not put up our toys and go home. We have to continue to battle and push for good over evil. And we're not always right, okay? But we gotta continue, to fight the fight and not allow the taskmasters, to control us, because absolute power corrupts absolutely, Jeff. And if you don't think so, just look what's going on in the world. You give people too much power, and they will take advantage of it if they aren't godly people like we are. And we're not perfect.
Well said, and thank you, friend. I appreciate that, and you're right on the money. I think you are the voice of sanity and reason in an insane place.
Salem, Oregon, and the government. That's why when I die, I'm 65 years old, whenever the Lord takes me, you know, I'm going to heaven because I know right from wrong and all that good stuff. And so that gives me the strength to continue the battle because of the knowledge that Jesus Christ died for our sins, and therefore we will have everlasting life. God bless you, Jeff. Have a great day.
All right, friend.
And everybody.
Yeah, thank you. And you also. You know, this is the other thing about the passion of politics that is so, and I'm just going to admit this to you all, sincerely, I just want to say to you, I have trouble with this. I do. You know, politics can be just this incredibly nasty, ugly business. And I have caught myself at times, falling into that mindset. And it's always this battle about how do I passionately stand up for my liberty and my rights as a Christian, as an American, and not go over the line. And, you know, I fight with it. I do. I've just got to be honest with you. And I don't think I'm alone. I think others do too. But, you know, there is an answer, and I'll share it with you, but I need to go back to the phones. We'll go back to the phones, and we'll talk to Tim. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Just a couple things. What we can do is financial support. If we all get together and provide financial support, even to the ones in different states, like in Florida, send some to Florida. Highlight and support the people are doing what we want. Now, your radio station, support that too. Period. Because
and
if you stand for what we believe in, then support it. Because we're going to get what we don't do. If we don't financially support it, then we don't get the information. Now, one last thing that you talked about is the things that, for example, you reacting. Make sure that you approach that they don't establish the line. You do it.
Well said. Well said. Back in a moment. Thanks, Tim. 648.
Haiti believers have light on their faces as they march through town.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour is the last opportunity to call and talk today. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am or Jeff at KSLM.news. Thanks, Avis, for the Benton County Leftist Organization. It's called Indivisible. Benton County, Oregon, resist. That's Corvallis, folks. It's a practical guide to resisting the Trump agenda and the indivisible on offense. We're uniting folks in Oregon's 4th and 5th congressional districts to defeat the right-wing agenda. What's the right-wing agenda? Preserving our liberty. That's what it is. These people are dedicated to defeating us and our liberty. That means they're for tyranny. It's all in how you frame the debate, folks. Our advertisers take a risk in advertising with this radio station because we talk about liberty, because we push back against the leftist narrative in a left state or partially left state. That's why we deeply appreciate and encourage you to support our advertisers, like a new advertiser to this show. And that's Mr. Transmission Mile X, Mr. T Mile X. It's Wilsonville, MrTMileX.com. They're in Wilsonville, and they do transmissions. That's what they specialize in. In fact, they've got a $200 off transmission repair certificate on their website. But they do other things, general auto repair, oil changes, and those types of things. They offer free performance checks. So, you know, if your car isn't, or vehicle's just not acting right, they'll do a free road test, fluid check, lift inspection. So they're on Wilsonville Road, Wilsonville. There's just a little bit up the freeway. And owners Bob and Cammie Bauer are people who believe in liberty, and they believe in offering you good value for your money. So check them out on the web. It's Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile X, the actual X.com. Wilsonville, Mr. T, Mile X.com. So Kim also had sent me an email about a John Hopkins document from 2017 detailing plans of Big Pharma's global domination. And this gets back to liberty and why we have to have the liberty to make decisions for ourselves. Again, this is why what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida is so important, pushing back against vaccine passports, the whole idea of it, at the state level. This is why what we have to do at the local level with our county sheriffs here in Oregon is so important, and the county commissions, to pushing back. It also plays into this whole idea that if people like Ron DeSantis can be successful, if Georgia lawmakers can literally stand firm in the face of MLB, talk about hypocrites. MLB takes the All-Star game out of Atlanta, Georgia, because they pass a voter integrity law, which, by the way, isn't racist at all. Because you know what? MLB, what hypocrites. They literally require you to show ID to pick up your tickets. But you can't show ID to vote? What? A pox on MLB or any other professional organization that comes against Georgia. My point is that as regions of America decide to unite against the attacks of leftism, governors coming together, legislatures coming together, you're going to see a greater push for things like what's happening in Oregon, greater Idaho movement, parts of Oregon counties becoming part of Idaho and leaving Oregon. You're going to see this evolve. Now, I don't think that will happen ultimately, but I think it's a very interesting idea to talk about if it preserves our liberty. Let's go to the phones to Julie. Julie, good morning. Your thoughts today. Welcome.
I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, the left is doing two things that I find extremely, everything that they do I find objectionable, but I think these are the most extreme ideas that are the most dangerous. First of all, they are controlling our language. Words have meanings, as such they convey ideas. The left has changed the meanings of words so they convey kind of convoluted ideas.
That's right. Yeah.
Secondly, this thing with the whole passport for COVID, they want to put this online. They don't want you to carry a piece of paper, which I don't approve of this, but if I had this, I'd rather carry a piece of paper. I don't want that on a online system, because this will enable people who you probably don't want to have get into your medical record. This defeats the idea of HIPAA. And
completely it does. You're right. It completely defeats the whole purpose of HIPAA.
And, I think we all have things in our medical record that we would rather not have the public known. It's not a shame to be sick, but there are certain things that I personally don't want the public to know.
Yeah. I don't either.
And if you're buying a weapon, they could, with everything being online, they could say, huh, this person had an emotional problem 45 years ago and had to take medication for it. We're going to deny the weapon.
That's right. And that's the very dangerous, slippery slope we are on. Julie, excellent points. Thank you. Got to go. We're at the end of the show, and a couple of things I want to remind you. First off, Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is, in fact, a contractor you literally can trust. Don't take my word for it. Check out his great website and the great testimonials and pictures from satisfied customers. It's RighteousRenovations.com. RighteousRenovations.com. Also, Freedom Heating and Air. They're a Salem-based company. They believe in freedom. They've stuck with us through the tough times because they do something really good that makes your life better. They make your life comfortable in your home or your business or your rental unit, your apartment complex, whatever. They have great emergency services. They have veterans and seniors discounts. They believe in freedom. So check out their website, freedomheatingandair.net. freedomheatingandair.net. Liberty is a precious thing, folks. And we've got to stand firm for it. We've got to convince our friends and neighbors and people around us in our world that they must fight for liberty. Back tomorrow. Make it a great day. Enjoy it. See you then.